One day, when Amy Plouffe was at work, out of nowhere, she felt a sharp pain on the left side of her body.
The side of my rib cage, down to my hip, and my leg was very, very sore. Like, it felt like I pulled a muscle or something.
Her doctor gave her a prescription to treat a pulled nerve, but it didn't help. And then, a couple days later, she felt something in her right breast.
And it felt like a baseball was in my breast. That's what it felt like. It felt like a big baseball.
She had a mammogram and a biopsy done, which confirmed she had breast cancer. But Plouffe was also struggling just to sit up and lay down. The doctor had her go for an MRI.
And then called my mom and I into an office, and we sat down, and I wasn't expecting her to say that the cancer spread to your spine.
Plouffe was 36 years old at the time. She had stage 4 breast cancer, metastatic. That means the cancer didn't just stay in her breast, it spread, like the doctor told her, to other parts of her body. Plouffe says that in that moment, there was only one thing on her mind.
I'm not going to be able to see my son graduate or just be able to be there for him. I mean, I was thinking I only had 6 months.
But that was a year and a half ago. Plouffe is one of 155,000 women in the U.S. living with metastatic breast cancer. And that number, according to a new study from the National Cancer Institute, has been growing since the 90s. Dr. Angela Mariotto, chief of data analytics with the Institute, ran the study.
Part of it is related to the aging of the population, and then more women being diagnosed with breast cancer and with metastatic breast cancer.
In some ways, the study challenges the idea that stage 4 breast cancer is an imminent death sentence, even though it is an incurable disease. Mariotto and her team estimate that since the 90s, a 5-year survival rate has doubled. It's gone from 18 to 36%.
Part of the improvements in survival may be also associated with early detection, due, for example, to increasing availability of better imaging techniques.
Dr. Marcia Krebs treated Plouffe after diagnosis. She's an oncologist at the University of Rochester Medical Center. She says even though some women do respond well to treatment, stage 4 is considered terminal.
Some of the first conversations you have are that this is incurable, that we, you know, have to look at treatment as more of a control for the disease.
Krebs recommended surgery to Plouffe, but a second opinion challenged that.
And they were like, you're crazy. You can't do this.
For advanced cases, Krebs says, surgery isn't standard because the cancer isn't contained to one place in the body.
And then to be able to try to understand, you know, the difference with how can one doctor tell me this and you're telling me this, I think there was this question of who do you trust?
She ended up getting a double mastectomy, and today she's stable. She still has spots on her spine, but she says they've shrunk.
Now I'm just trying to get my strength back and just try to enjoy every day possible with my family as much as I can.
Karen Chakurji, WXXI News.